thank you for tuning in to the Clay Edwards Show Tiger King Joe Exotic special podcast only interview. This will not be heard on the radio. This is an internet exclusive, and it's brought to you by my friends over at Men's Health of Mississippi. Guys, get your testosterone levels checked today. Are you suffering from any of these symptoms of low T? Fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, erectile dysfunction, brain fog, or even sleep disturbances? You, my friends, may have low testosterone. Text my name, Clay, in all capital letters, to 601-327-8550. 601-327-8550, and get you a free testosterone screening today right out there in Madison, Mississippi at Men's Health of Mississippi. One more time, 601-327-8550. Just text my name, all caps, C-L-A-Y. Enjoy. Here you go, Joe Exotic. I'm just going to kind of introduce you here. We've got Joseph Maldonado, a.k.a. the Tiger King, a.k.a. Joe Exotic, and a.k.a. maybe our next president of the United States. Joe, how you doing, brother?
Wouldn't that be a riot?
Hey, it would
we would fire all the Secret Service people and put tigers inside the fence of the White House and just say the hell with it.
Hey, at this point, man, I feel like I got a front row seat to the end of the world anyway. It would just be par for the course. Did you ever see the movie?
Somebody asked me yesterday, what would you do if you become president? What's the first thing you do? Push that button.
Push, nuke them, Duke nuke them. Did you ever see the movie Armageddon? So back in the day, back in the 90s, there was a movie about an asteroid heading to Earth, and they were going to send a crew of astronauts to it, and they were going to nuke it, basically. And that actor, Steve Buscemi, is sitting on the, as the asteroid's coming towards Earth, Steve Buscemi is sitting on the nuke and riding it like a bull. And they're like, would you please get off the nuke? He said, front row seat to the end of the world. And that's how I feel right now. Front row seat.
Our country has went to shit.
Well, man, when we got guys like you, who I feel like we know each other, and you probably get that a lot because, you know, if it wasn't, I feel like you saved a bunch of people's lives early on in the pandemic, whether you know it or not. People were able to kind of wrap their arms around your TV show and kind of embrace themselves in it, and it really brought some, I don't want to call your life funny, but the way the show was presented, it brought some humor and some levity and whatnot to a rather shitty time in America. So,
well, everybody
do appreciate it.
Fun making babies anyway.
Well, like I say, so we appreciate, you know, what you left us with here, and hopefully you get to get out sooner rather than later and kind of enjoy the fame that you've created for yourself.
Yeah, it would be nice. But man, this system is so corrupt. I'm starting to wonder if I'm ever going to beat it.
Man, so I've tried to keep up with this as much as possible. I've watched everything that's available on TV. I spoke with your lawyer or spokesperson a few weeks ago, a month or so ago on my radio show. You know, it seems like things are moving forward, but the legal system moves awfully, awfully slow, especially when it's your freedom at stake.
Extremely slow.
So, six years
just trying to get a new trial.
Now, they have moved you to Florida, right?
I am down here in Pensacola at Santa Rosa County Jail, awaiting a hearing on the 23rd on a civil lawsuit because I finally started taking some of my life back and shutting some of these clowns up. So I have a multi-million-dollar copyright trademark infringement suit against Vince Johnson.
And who is that?
Well, when Tiger King came out, you know, I was already in jail. And when Tiger King was filming, I was already in jail. And the producers of Tiger King were just as shady as fuck, you know. They paid everybody, which in a documentary, you're not supposed to pay anybody to start with. They paid everybody to talk shit. And then some clown took advantage of the situation. I had Vince Johnson help me co-write six songs, okay, back in 2013. And he was paid. He signed over his rights to be paid, so I own 100% of them. Okay, well, you know, I produced 26 songs after that, okay, on my own. And during Tiger King, he got a hold of the Netflix producers 100% credit of performing, writing, and singing those songs. And they fucking wrote him a check, and then he got a record deal and everything else, and Joe got nothing again. So, yeah, I'm sick of it. So it's his day in court to tell the world that, yeah, no, he was a lying bastard, and he took advantage of the situation and made a shit ton of money, and Joe sat in jail.
Joe, let me ask you this. I'm a content creator. I host a radio show. I got a YouTube channel. I do as much content on every platform as possible. And one of the things that I, about the time I discovered you, is I was really getting into all this stuff, actually. So I found your YouTube channel, your actual YouTube channel that you spent years and years updating and making videos and doing what you do. And I've sat there and I was just kind of going through, looking through the numbers. And, you know, you had your rants in there where you were doing your thing. And these things have gotten up into the millions and millions, and as The Rock would say, and millions of views, which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, was your page monetized before you went to jail? Has anybody gotten it monetized for you since you've been in jail? I mean, these are just little things I think about.
To this day, it's not monetized for me, okay? That's the problem. Back in the day, a gentleman by the name of Danny Cotton worked for me, and he monetized my YouTube channel and the money sent to him. Today, he is the CEO of WorldStar, okay?
And really?
To this day, I've never received a dime from YouTube.
Man, that's crazy. I mean, I make a little bit. YouTube by no means pays my bills. I do better on radio and TikTok and stuff like that. But I know when you get up into the type of views you were getting, I mean, because for a minute there, Joe, and I mean, I don't want to feel like I'm throwing salt on you by no means. You know, you were one of the most famous people in the world.
Well, some of my videos have got 30, 40 million views.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, at minimum.
Yeah.
This should have gone to
all
you.
All gone. Joe, yeah, not a dime. I've been so exploited, Clay, and it's just crazy. But one day, it's going to all come back. I am convinced God has put me here for a couple reasons. One is to learn what really goes on here so I can be a real advocate for prison and justice reform. And the other is to unite the world about the corruption.
Well, I'm glad you brought up prison and criminal justice reform. I got your platform pulled up here, and that's actually, you know, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, huge Donald Trump supporter, and I know a lot of that is a lot of times when people say that, they find it surprising that you can be those things and be for prison reform and criminal justice reform. But I think what's happening in our prison systems, we have a terrible prison here in Mississippi called Parchman. It is just getting sentenced there is a potential death sentence in and of itself, regardless of how long your stay is. And, of course, we need criminal justice reform. You got people who are out here walking the streets that need to be in jail, and you have people who committed very minuscule crimes rotting away in jail when they should be out here earning an income and actually being rehabilitated, not turned into a professional criminal.
Dude, there's so many people in the federal system that are doing 20 and 30-year sentences for conspiracy on drug charges that never even got caught with drugs. All it takes in the federal system is two people to accuse you of something and they convict you on hearsay. Okay, and then we have child molesters that have hands-on victims going home in 3 and 5 years. It's ass backwards.
It makes a conspiracy is the biggest joke to me because anybody can be can get a conspiracy charge anytime. I've brought this up a lot here lately because they just passed up the opportunity to allow first time nonviolent felons to vote here in Mississippi. And it just got to thinking, they say on average, each American citizen commits up to 2.5 felonies a day without even knowing it because there's so many laws on the books now.
Well, it's just like the Second Amendment. You have the right to bear arms. Okay. But not if you're a felon. Okay. But just because you write a bad check that makes you a felon, $750 check in Oklahoma, you can never go hunting again.
Well, I live right outside of Jackson, Mississippi. In Jackson, Mississippi, I'm 10 minutes from there. Drive through it twice a day. It's where I grew up. Right out, in and of itself, per capita, is the most deadliest city in America 2 of the last 3 years, probably about to be 3 out of the last 4 if they keep this year's pace up. And so many you know, it's more poverty, lower income, urban area. It's a very violent area. So you get guys that have been in jail, catch a felony, whatever the case may be, can't own a gun. Well, and so they're stuck with this dilemma of, do I have to defend myself and my family and keep a gun? And worst case scenario, I use it. And even if I get a self-defense, even if my self-defense defense works, I'm still going to catch a felony with a firearm charge. You shouldn't be put in that.
You're still going to jail. You're still going to jail. Yeah. But you know, the crazy part about the federal system right now is I made it 55 years on the street without ever seeing heroin, K2, fentanyl, or Suboxone until I came to federal prison. And in federal prison, the guards sell meth for $7,000 an ounce to the dealers. Okay? And cell phones, $100 Walmart cell phones for $3,000. And the mold and the water leaks and the ceilings, and I would have called you a liar if you'd have told me this shit until I seen it. But you know, at some point I'm going to testify in front of Congress about all this, because it's no secret. You know, I've been caught with a couple cell phones. I have documented everything. I have over 100 videos and photos to show Congress what the hell is really going on inside the federal prison system. Our guards will come to work with backpacks, and I mean huge backpacks, and them fuckers will leave with them weighing 140 pounds because they're stealing everything. The inmates are living like river rats, and the guards are taking everything home to use themselves.
Yeah, we're having that problem here in Mississippi as well with our state prison system. These guards and our county, when I say state, I mean county, you know, just state owned, whatever, however you want to look at that. They're not paying these guards anything, and they're making gang loads of money, driving brand new Chargers, Challengers, whatever, flying drones over, dropping crap off. It's a shit show here, Joe.
It's a shit show everywhere. But why are we keep filling them up? What's the goal here?
You know, I ask this question a lot on my radio show. Is it, you know, we'll look at these individual crimes as they happen around here, and my show is kind of like a news reactionary type show. And I'm like, okay, so we're going to send this guy to jail for 15 years for murder. We're going to send this guy to jail for 5 years. This was just last week. A kid got sentenced. There was 18 in high school and threatened to whoop his teacher's ass, and they found a gun in his car. You know, he broke the law, no doubt about it. But we're going to put this kid in jail for 6 years for having a gun in the car at 18 years old. That's legal, except for having it on school property. And then for threatening to whoop a teacher's ass. Maybe 6 months, but 6 years, an 18-year-old kid, it don't make – is the juice worth the squeeze? Is it worth the state paying that?
I got 21 for shooting 5 tigers.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I got 21 for shooting 5 tigers. And my cellie at Butner got 4 years for having 2 7-year-old victims.
It's crazy. As big of a push as there's been the last couple of years to expose pedophilia, that we got guys, that should be automatic life. It should be a death sentence as far as I'm concerned. But that aside, it should be life in prison. If you violate a child, you're a nuisance to the public. You should not be out here ever again.
They cater to them, man. They have more rights in prison than anybody does.
You know, and what you hear all the time out here is, they kill kid fuckers there. You know, you don't want to be a kid fucker in jail. I don't know. I've heard different.
They got it easy. They're very well protected.
Well, Joe, how long you got? How long can we talk? How long can we talk on the phone?
Each call is 15 minutes, and I can call you right back if this one hangs up.
Okay, cool. I'll keep accepting them. Because it's just so much I want to talk to you about. We're at about 13, 14 minutes here, so we'll kind of wind this one down.
This thing will give us a 2-minute warning or a 1-minute warning.
Okay, great.
And then I can dial you right back in.
Okay, good deal. So you've been in jail, what, 6 years now?
6 years.
And how long did you in?
September.
Did you get?
September will be going on 7.
21 all in with the Carole Baskin crap and the Tigers.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Have you seen all the new evidence videos where they admit to perjury and a plot to kill me?
I did.
And Carole Baskin And then Carole Baskin posted just a month ago two videos on her YouTube channel of Alan Glover and Ashley Webster talking on the phone, admitting that this was all bullshit. And she knows that I'm innocent. She put it on her own YouTube channel, and I downloaded them. They're all on JoeExoticOfficial.com.
I have to go check the latest ones out. I knew that some people had changed their story.
It's insane, Clay. Even Carole Baskin posted evidence that I'm innocent. Why the hell am I still here?
You know, it's one of the things, Joe, if you just watch even just the original documentary, as much as it was spun to make you look like a bad guy here and there and all this and the other, it don't take a rocket scientist to know that you were not going to have Carole Baskin killed. I mean,
fuck, man. You know, first of all, me and Alan hated each other. Why would I hire somebody that I hated for fucking? You can't even take a trip to Florida on $3,000, let alone go stalk somebody and kill them and come back.
It don't make no sense. It would have cost him money to go kill her.
Fuck, man. It's just crazy. This was a setup from the get-go.
So,
the federal prosecutors were in on it. The defense attorneys, the federal defense attorneys I had, the public defenders, they were in on it. Hell, John Phillips got a phone recording interviewing my brother, who was in on it from the beginning.
Who originally set this up? Who benefited the most for you to go away? Was it Jeff Lowe to take over the zoo? Is it that simple?
Okay, well, I think it all started with Carol and Dan Ash with the Federal Fish and Wildlife, because Dan Ash was the director of the Federal Fish and Wildlife in 2016-18 when all of this started, okay? And he was also the president of the AZA. Okay, well, Carol is the inventor and the president of the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries. And those are the only two people that are exempt now from the Big Cat Safety Act. I believe that's what started it. And then Jeff Lowe just accidentally fell in the mix of this. And he saw an opportunity to work with Carol to steal my zoo, okay, and get me put in prison. Okay, so he got me put in prison, and he thought he was going to take over the zoo because he had his name on half of the land, you know, because he conned his way in on that. Well, unfortunately, Carol had a $1 million judgment against me and was suing my mother, and my mother's name was on the other half of the land of that zoo. Wasn't Joe, okay? So Jeff had to get me put in prison, and with the help of my niece and my brother, because they were jealous because my mom and dad were spending all of their inheritance money building that zoo instead of giving it to them. They helped get me put in prison. Then they got my power of attorney away from my mom and dad because I was the one that was taking care of my parents. And then my niece signed the zoo over to Carol, and she kept the house and land of my mom and dad to put them in separate nursing homes. Okay, so Jeff thought he was clear because he was living on the zoo. Joe was in prison. Well, Carol ended up turning on him, okay, and PETA, and then they had him raided by the feds and took all his shit away, and he got evicted.
You have 1 minute remaining.
He got evicted from his own zoo down there in Thackerville because he conned that old woman out of all her money, and she ended up evicting him. So James and Jeff were just in this because they were jealous and they thought they were going to be able to clean up on Joe's zoo.
Hey, okay, so but
it backfired because Carol cleaned their clock too. And so, that's why they turned on Carol and the feds and turned over their phones.
You got to love it. Karma's a motherfucker, isn't it?
Huh?
Karma is a motherfucker, isn't it?
Karma. Oh, hey, I don't think karma's done yet, you know?
No.
It's not even close to being finished yet.
No, you got some checks to cash. You got some karma checks to cash, my friend.
They turned over their phones and their computers to John Phillips, but they forgot to delete the backside of the phone, and that's where we got all this weird evidence that you're going to see on that website.
And tell us the name of that website again before we end this part of the phone call.
JoeExoticOfficial.com. And let me hang up.
Thank you for using Global Tel Link.
All right, so we're waiting on Joe to call back. This was originally going to be for radio, but clearly our language in the saying is going to take us a different direction. That's fine. We got a big internet presence. So we're going to wait on Joe to call back here. I'm not editing none of this out because I don't want anybody to think that we're editing or doing anything here. So we're going to stick with this until Joe calls back. It ain't like I ain't got plenty to talk about. You guys, hey, look, if y'all want to donate to Joe's GoFundMe to help get him out of jail, I think it's actually a PayPal maybe. Anyway, it's just his website. You go to joeexotic2024.com and you can donate directly to Joe's legal fees. This is not a campaign donation. It's 100% goes to his legal fees. He's trying to raise $75,000. Hey, Joe, you there? Hello? Hello? Y'all bear with us 1 second. He keeps doing this. When he calls, I have to reconnect the Bluetooth and cut it back on. Joe, hold on. We're getting the Bluetooth fixed again. It won't 2 seconds. Don't know why it does that. Recording a phone call is more difficult than you may think it is. Joe, you there?
Yep.
All right. I was just saying, I just kept recording, man. I'm going to put this on the internet completely, 100% unedited, because I don't want anybody to get anything twisted up or anything. So I've just been sitting here talking. I was telling people how to donate to your legal fund here on your website, joeexotic2024.com, if they want to try to help you raise $75,000.
Yeah. Hey, that one is for political campaign only, so I can't use that for legal funds. What they need to do is they need to go to joeexoticofficial.com and that donate button can go to my legal fund, but my campaign money only can be spent on a campaign.
Okay, well, just so you know, on the top of Joe Exotic 2024, there's one that says this is not a campaign donation, and you can donate to your legal fund.
Oh, is there? Okay. Yep. I don't see none of that, so okay, you're cool, as long as there's a disclaimer.
Yep, there's a disclaimer up here. So either way, y'all try to donate to Joe, give what your heart desires, but we got an innocent man who's brought us all so much joy sitting in jail that needs to be out here raising some hell.
But so, you know, it's not just for me. It is for 2 million people currently incarcerated in this country that need a voice, that doesn't have a voice. And I finally have a platform to give everyone a voice because 2 million people are being treated like this. And I could comfortably say there's probably 40,000 people in here that are innocent that need their day in court.
You know, one of my nightmares, Joe, is going to jail, period, but especially going to jail truly in your heart of heart knowing that you're innocent.
Do you realize, Clay, that in America there's only 330 million people, and if you take the 2 million people that are in jail right now, you have a 1 in 230 chance of being arrested in this country?
We've let more illegal aliens in then we have prisoners in jail.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. And they're breaking the law. They're coming into this country illegally, okay? And you're locking up all the taxpayers for just making simple mistakes. But the crazy thing is if you think the war on drugs out there that these politicians have waged against the American citizens is going to stop anything, when you have more drugs in a fenced-in federal prison and the White House, you're never going to stop it from coming across the border.
Joe, the war on drugs is a civil war between the government and the Americans. It is not a war on drugs. I know you know this. It is just their way. It's their way to keep us under their thumb and to keep as many people tied up in the system as possible. And I'm not sitting here promoting illegal, drug use. I mean, I've been down that road myself. You know, I don't encourage that at all. People can make their own choices. I don't think, you know, because you went out and bought a bag of meth and smoked some dope or whatever the case may be, that you deserve to go to jail. You know, I think doing the drug is punishment enough.
It's crazy. But let me explain something else to you that the citizens don't know that's going on out there. Okay, just like the county jail that I'm in now, okay, is budgeted and paid for out of the county tax revenue, all right? The citizens of this county are paying to operate this jail, right? There's close to 200 federal inmates here on contract by the U.S. Marshal's Office that are being paid $50 a day ahead to house us on top of the county tax money.
So are you there? Are you there as a federal prisoner, or are you in Florida for some stuff that happened in Florida?
No, I'm here as a federal inmate.
Okay.
It don't matter where I go. I'm a federal inmate.
And okay.
The feds are paying wherever houses me. Okay. So where's all this federal money going to the county jails that the county is already paying for? Okay. Because the citizens are being taxed twice. They're being taxed locally to live here to pay for this jail, and they're being taxed again federally for me being here.
And they're getting money from the feds for it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. $50 a day.
It's just a racket, man. It's an absolute racket, and it's with people's lives.
I can promise you, I get a shave once a week. The food trays are less than my 5-year-old stepson gets at kindergarten. And the shower, there's only one shower for 50 inmates because everything else is broken, not fixed. So explain to me where this money is going.
The other parts of the budget that don't involve the jail, all those fancy new SUVs you see sheriff's deputies riding around in,
everybody's
building a military.
Everybody's got a private police car to drive home. But it's just like at the federal prison I'm at. Okay, there's 1,400 inmates. All right, and everyone is allowed to spend $360 a month on commissary. All right. Now you take, and some of these guys are spending $1,000 a month because they buy 2 and 3 people's commissary, right? So you just take 1,000 people a month that spend $200. That's $250,000 a month in commissary sales alone. Where's all this money going? Because it's not to do programs in prison, because all we do is sit around and watch television and play cards and do drugs and go to recreation. There's no correcting anything in that.
I know here in Mississippi, there's a contractor that buys the contract to run all of the commissary, and they sell it all. I mean, it's big money.
Okay, but if you Google the Keefe Company, And see which politicians have interest in the Keefe Company, which is almost all the food sold on the commissary, the coffee, the tablets, all that bullshit. It's the Bush family.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we had a big scam going here.
And then Bob Barker is the one who sells the jumpsuits, the shower shoes, the flip-flops that we wear, the little toothbrushes, the soap. All that is done by Bob Barker.
The more you hear about it, the more it pisses you off.
Oh, hey, like I said, I would have called you a liar if I wouldn't see this shit myself. Honest to God.
You know, I try to interview people who have been to jail and talked about this stuff, and it just blows my mind every time I talk to somebody who's recently out. I know a guy that went in. He had developed a drug addiction out here in the streets. He'd done some pre-court sobering up, went to a rehab facility, went to jail sober, and got out addicted to drugs again. He picked up the addiction in jail.
In jail. Oh, hey. I live in a bus stop with 16 other inmates, and 9 of them all day long sit there unconscious, drooling like toddlers from smoking K2. Yeah. And that's how they do their time. Unconscious.
I don't know. I can't argue with him. I probably would want to also, but I just don't like feeling like that. Joe, shifting gears here. How is the future looking? What's next up? I see you have a rally coming up here in Florida. Are we doing the rally at the jail? What are we doing?
I have a protest at the federal courthouse on the 23rd at 9:00 in the morning at the federal courthouse in Pensacola, Florida. And this city and the surrounding area is so behind this that they whitewashed Graffiti Bridge yesterday. And there's going to be pictures on all my social media today of that. They whitewashed the bridge, and it now has a big picture of a tiger, and it says President Biden free Joe Exotic.
I'm looking at it now. I got your Twitter pulled up.
The citizens of Pensacola paid to have that done yesterday. And there's so many people coming to this rally that this is going to be the first public event. I mean, there's film people coming from Canada for this, okay? And this is going to be the first public event that President Biden needs to take note of, okay? Because I am running for office, and the people that don't want to vote, that we call the no voters, are all going to write Joe Exotic across their ballot. And, you know, Trump lost Georgia by 11,000 votes. And he made the mistake of not making this wrong or right, because he could have won Georgia if he would have done something about this 6 months before the election time. This is President Biden's wake-up call. If he thinks Brittany Griner was wrongfully detained, he needs to pull his head out of his butt, because this right here is going to cost him the election. Because people are upset.
Amen to the Brittany Griner thing. Joe, I thought they should have pardoned you. I was disappointed they didn't. My understanding, just based on the information that's out there, is it did make it to his inner circle, right?
Oh, it made it to on Air Force One. Mark Meadows talked him out of it.
You know, it pisses me off that, and I'm a Trump guy, die in the wool, ride or die, but it pisses me off that he let the rappers out, Lil Wayne, Kodak Black, whoever, trying to virtue signal and get the black vote, which I get that. You got to do what you got to do. But hey, brother, we got the motherfucking Tiger King sitting over here. You don't think he carries some votes too?
It could have won him the election, hands down. But there were people who were very upset because he did not pardon me before the election.
It's a damn shame. Joe.
And President Biden is going to walk into the same trap. But he needs to realize that Tiger King aired in 123 countries. And since I've been at this jail, this is the first time I've been able to video chat anybody or talk on a phone in 2 years. And I've never had a face-to-face visit. There's people from Scotland, Iceland, the United Kingdom, Australia, video chatting me. And they have family and friends in the United States who vote. And people are upset because they're seeing what's happening to Trump with 91 felony indictments. They're seeing what's happening with Hunter Biden getting away with this shit. Okay. And they're upset. But, hey, the guards are calling me to go see somebody. So can I call you back in 10 or 15?
Yeah, brother. Yeah, I'm here at the house, man. I got the computer ramped and ready. Appreciate you, Joe. Call me back.
Okay, I'll call you back.
Okay, bye. Hi. I want to thank everybody that tuned in for the Clay Edwards Joe Exotic Tiger King special podcast. This was going to play on the radio, then I dropped an F-bomb, and it went to hell in a handbasket as far as being FCC friendly. I thank Joe for taking the time to talk to me. We ran through four collect calls. We did record a part two. Unfortunately, the program Audacity that I use got corrupted. It crashed. I lost the whole thing. It was effing epic. You're going to have to take my word for it. But I've got some good news. We've already agreed to have another phone call, and I'm going to try to relive the magic that was the second half of this one day here this week or early next week while Joe is still in Florida. Say a prayer for Joe. He's a really good guy. Got a bad shake. He should have already been out of jail. 6 years is beyond long enough for what he did or didn't do. Even if everything they said is true, 6 years, more than enough time. Let the dude out. Give him another chance. Tune into my radio show every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. 103.9 FM, WYAB, Central Mississippi. Or as always, wherever you're listening to this right now, hit subscribe, hit like, hit share, and thank you very much. Peace out.